John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Heartbreaker from Pat Benatar, the John DiBella Show. Temperatures today are getting up to 62 degrees, but there's some heavy-duty weather headed our way. We'll see some scattered showers later on today, and windy thunderstorms are possible, maybe even hail. Keyword this hour is yes, and you still got some time to get it into our mobile app, WMGK.com, or 45911 for another $500. Paul Reese is the author of a new book, The Ox, the authorized biography of The Who's John Entwistle, and he is on the line with us this morning. Hiya, Paul.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing well. Yourself, sir?
About as well as it can be expected at this time, yeah.
Okay. I've been friendly with the guys in The Who for a very long time, but I could never say I was friendly with John Entwistle, because other than, like, getting a nod from him, we never really had a conversation. He's kind of like the quiet Beatle. He's the quiet Who member. How tough was it doing a biography on him?
I think John is one of rock's great enigmas. Countless people, I spoke to Al Cooper, you know, who played keyboards with Dylan, and he played with The Who, and he did two records with The Who, and John never spoke to him once. And any number of people said John would never, you know, Glyn Johns, the producer, who produced numerous Who records, said John hardly spoke in the studio at all. He was about as complex and colourful a character as you could get. You know, the thing I didn't know was when I started out on the book, that him and Keith Moon were pretty much partners in crime all the way through Moon's tenure in the
really?
Band and Moon's life. A lot of the stuff that Moon got up to, Entwistle would instigate. They were like a double act. So Entwistle would hatch this plan. They would both do it, but then Entwistle was smart enough to be away from the scene whenever the trouble came down.
That's like Big Brother, Little Brother stuff.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Exactly.
What kind of stuff would he entice Moon to do?
He convinced Moon that on one tour they should buy piranha fish. And keep them, so they had a bath to fill with piranha, and they were quite disappointed because piranha were quite sedate, and so they bought a snake, and that escaped into the air ventilation system of a hotel in America. He was just this guy. He loved being a rock star, and you know, he was the original one who bought the rock star home. He filled it with collections of stuff that was essentially useless, but he spent money on. He had a collection of cars despite not being able to drive. He was just much more of a flamboyant character than you would ever have expected. The hardest thing was what to leave out of his life rather than what to put in.
I remember from the earliest show that I ever saw, the whole band would, you know, there would be Roger, you know, and he had his fringes on in the early days, swinging the microphone up and down, Keith going mad on the drums, Pete jumping up and down with his guitar, and there would be John leaning against the proscenium arch, not doing much of anything, just playing his bass.
Bill Kirby told me a brilliant story that when they did the Who by Numbers tour, John came up to him and was moaning and saying, look, why is it that everybody's always talking about the other ones and I sort of get lost on stage? And Kirby said to him, well, it might help if you didn't wear all black on stage every night. He turned up for the opening night of the tour and he said John had bought a collection of white suits. When they started the tour, John was had put on a bit of weight because he liked his fried food. Uh-huh. He said, so he got four white suits when he was in his bigger period, four white suits when he'd lost a bit of weight, and then four white suits when he got thinner. And he said he wore those for 3 months and then went back to black because he got bored being in white.
One time, I did a week of shows. I used to do a week of shows in London all the time. And on this one particular week, I had everybody from the band on except for John. So on the day that Roger was on, we convinced him to call John, and his mother answered the phone, and we were in complete shock. I was like, what is this grown man doing living with his mother? And Roger and his mom have this nice little conversation, and then she goes to get him, and she's gone for a while, and Roger looks at me and says, it's a really big house.
He famously just spent money like water. John had announced he wanted a country cottage, so they went off to the Cotswolds, you know, in the English countryside.
Uh-huh.
He came back with a 46-room hunting lodge with about 40 acres of ground. And he formed a solo band, and one of the guys in the band, a guy called Andy Nye, who's a keyboard player, but he took him for a walk around the grounds. And this is like mid-80s, so Entwistle's been living there for 10 years. And Nye spots the doorway in one of the walls and said, what's that? And then was, I've absolutely no idea. I've never seen it before. He was still finding rooms in the house 10 years later. He didn't know existed. There was one point when they had a blow-up doll in the car with them, and they were going up the motorway to Scotland with her legs out. I use the word her legs out the window. And they had a tannoy system and a PA fit in the car. So Moon was pretending to scream in back female, and they were bombing up with them. They ended up, the police turned up at their hotel, that they had reports that a woman had been abducted. And I was screaming at the moment.
Well, the book is The Ox, the authorized biography of The Who's John Entwistle. It's available now. Paul Rees is the author, and you're the guy from Kerrang! Magazine, aren't you?
Yeah, I was in Kerrang! For 7 or 8 years, yeah.
I thought I recognized the name. Well, you take care. Thank you so much for spending the time.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure, John. Cheers for that.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.